Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. What a Tuesday slate of college basketball we got for you guys today. Ton of ranked matchups, ton of trap spots for a bunch of the best teams in the sport. We're going to get into a bunch of games today coming up over the next 30 minutes. Also going to continue our Major League Baseball previews. We got pitchers and catchers reporting later this week. Talked about the Dodgers yesterday. We'll look at the San Diego Padres today. Also got a great golf tournament starting on Thursday, Genesis Invitational, which is going to be at Torrey Pines. This weekend, we got a lot of great golfers in the field. I'll give out some guys that I would look at coming up on Thursday. Matt Horner going to join us later on in the show during Lion's Den, and then we're going to wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, make sure you check us out at the BetMGM Network, all of our social platforms. You can go to X, Instagram, TikTok. You can check us out on Twitch, too. Send in anything that you guys have for us. We'll try and get to it over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you guys get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Isaac Shade, who joins us all the time here on Send It In, host of Locked On College Basketball. Make sure you guys give Isaac a follow on X at Isaac Shade. Isaac, man, you've been on a bunch of Tuesdays. We've had a lot of great slates. Tonight might be the best. We got a ton of big-time matchups. We'll get into a bunch of them. I want to start, though, with a couple of SEC matchups that certainly feel trappy, right? We got a big-time showdown coming up on Saturday between number one Auburn and number two Alabama. The Iron Bowl of basketball, it's going to be awesome. But both teams have to survive some sneaky road trips tonight. Auburn's going to Nashville to take on Vandy. Bama's going to Austin to take on Texas. Which team, Isaac, do you think should be more concerned tonight? Do you like Vandy with the points or Texas with the points?
Man, it's so tough, Pete. And it's crazy. You're so right. Like, there are seven ranked teams on the road on a random Tuesday night in February. Like, how great is that? But these certainly are two of them that we got to watch out for. When you look at Auburn, they've got to be livid at what happened at home Saturday against Florida. Thank goodness the AP voters got it right for once and weren't reactionary and vaulted Bama up to the top spot. And wildly disagree with me on that, but I'm so glad they kept Auburn at number one. It's tough to say which this is a trappier game for. I think people look at Vandy and just think, oh, it's Vandy. They're awful. Look, this Vandy team is strong and solid. Obviously, Texas is really good for me. Texas is more about their starting five than everything else. They don't have a ton of depth. But, man, Trey Johnson is an absolute stud of a freshman, folks. If you haven't seen him, check that out. If you're looking at the lines and the spreads and stuff, obviously it seems to make more sense to rock with Vandy because they got, you know, bigger line and options there. But I just feel like with Auburn being like so upset at what happened, I feel like Jahni Broome goes off in this thing, and it's so hard to maintain Chad Baker Mazzara and everything the Fighting Bruce Pearls have. So I would probably actually go with Texas as the wide here hosting Bama at home.
All right, very good. Really good matchup in the Big Ten tonight, Purdue and Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. Isaac, we could do a whole segment on, like, who's the best team in the Big Ten, right? I mean, it could be Sparty, it could be Michigan, Purdue, Illinois. It's chaos towards the top. We got two really good ones tonight, Purdue and Michigan. Who do you like between these two teams?
gosh, this is a great game. I absolutely can't wait to see it. Yes, first place in the Big Ten is on the line because Purdue and both Michigan schools are tied at the top of the standings with two games each. So I'm just going to trust the building here. Michigan is the home team. The Twin Towers. This is not the Popovich era Spurs with TD and the Admiral, but good grief. That combination of Vlad Golden and Danny Wolf is something different, man. I was worried about how it would work coming into the season, but boy, has it worked. And part of it is because Danny Wolf is such a dynamic playmaker as a seven-footer. Michigan obviously coming off that kind of hilarious win at Assembly Hall over Indiana this weekend, and all the post-game stuff with Dusty May and Mike Woodson. What a weird scene that was. But really, I think Michigan at home, I know this Purdue team is so solid. Braden Smith, a phenomenal point guard. But I just think the size and capability of the Michigan front court is too much for Trey Kaufman Wren inside.
Last time we had you on, Isaac, we were talking about Tennessee and Kentucky. And Kentucky that night in Knoxville was like a double-digit point favorite. They end up winning the game outright. Tonight, they're a home dog again to Tennessee. They're going to be without Jackson Robinson, who might be their best player. Even without him, do you still like Kentucky tonight against Tennessee, or are you rolling with the Vols?
I'm rolling with the Vols, man. I always think it's hilarious when both teams win on each other's home courts. It's been a bit of a struggle for Kentucky. I know they got Lamont Butler back, and that was a big help against South Carolina, right? But it's South Carolina. They haven't won an SEC game yet. Before that, the Wildcats had lost 4 out of 5, the Tennessee win being the only one in that stretch. So Tennessee upset-minded here, or not upset-minded, but revenge-minded is what I'm looking for there. And I just think you get enough from Zakai Ziegler and send Rick Barnes home back to Knoxville a happy man tonight.
Really interesting game in Starkville. We got the Gators coming off of that huge win against Auburn, going up against Mississippi State, who, Isaac, I've been talking about all year. They're the kings of beating the teams that they're supposed to beat, but they've had trouble beating the big boys in the SEC, right? Like, they can't beat the Tennessees, the Bamas, the Auburns. You think they finally get that big win tonight against Florida?
I don't think so. It's funny, PJ, you and I were talking before we taped. We saw a similar thing last night as Clemson was hosting North Carolina. We wondered if the Tigers would have an emotional letdown after that crazy win over Duke on Saturday. And the same thing's kind of true of Florida here. Like, what is the letdown after the win they had at Auburn? I mean, how did that? I'm still reeling from that without Elijah Martin. But I think this Florida team is veteran enough, experienced enough that they can go down to Starkville and continue that trend that you're talking about. I mean, it's exactly right. And Mississippi State has only won 3 of their last 8 games, and those games are against Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Georgia, while losing to all of those higher-level teams. Unfortunately for them, I do think that trend continues. We will see something to watch for, though. Is Elijah Martin back? I haven't seen anything on it yet, but Walter Clayton came back from injury on Saturday against Auburn, played a full 40 minutes. How does his body respond to that? That could be a changer in this thing, but ultimately, let's chop on.
Yeah, really good point, too, about the guards, and keep an eye on if Elijah Martin is in there tonight for Florida. Sneaky good game in the Big 12 tonight. Isaac, maybe the hottest team in the country in Arizona, going on the road to the Little Apple to take on Kansas State tonight. Wildcats coming off the heels of that big upset against Kansas. Do you think they could get another one tonight against Arizona?
I think they can. Absolutely. Will they? I don't know. What's funny, PJ, is this might be a little bit of a trappy game as well for Arizona, similar to what we talked about with the Alabama schools. Because what do they have coming up on Saturday? Houston Cougars are coming to Tucson. That's first place in the Big 12 on the line, as long as Arizona can take care of business tonight. K-State, man, they have been doing it. They were done and gone and left for dead. I'm trying to look back at what they were 7-11, 1-6 in the Big 12 since then. They've reeled off 5 straight, including winning in Ames over Iowa State. And then, obviously, as you said, knocking off Kansas last week. They have been rolling and doing it. But, man, Arizona has found something different right now, man. They won a big-time, like, brutal game late Saturday night over Texas Tech. Really, really impressive win there. The question for me with Arizona is always CLE. The Caleb Love Experience. Is he going to go 20 for 21 or one for 20, but hit that one that he hits is like a three-pointer to win the game or something like that, right? So we're always watching for that with Arizona. But, man, they have found a different gear. I really think they go into Manhattan tonight and end that win streak for Jerome Tang's Wildcats.
All right, so we got some really good SEC games. We got a great Big Ten game, a great Big 12 game, and then we get a good game out in Omaha tonight in the Big East, Isaac. We got UConn against Creighton. This line's kind of been going all over the place. Like, UConn took some money, and now Creighton's starting to take some money. They're up to 4.5-point favorites at BetMGM. What do you make of this game tonight?
Dude, this one is so interesting, PJ. The Big East has been fun about the last 2 weeks because this whole top four has all been playing each other in kind of a round robin between UConn and Creighton, and then obviously St. John's and Marquette as well. Marquette has borne the brunt of this thing. They lost all three of those games. Yeah. The Eagles did. But, man, Creighton is another team I had kind of left for dead. Pop Isaacs went down earlier this season. I was like, ah. Blue Jays, you know, you've lost these guys. Now you lose Pop Isaacs. It's done and over. But, man, they have figured it out. Right now they are on a 9-game winning streak, the Blue Jays are. UConn comes into Omaha off of that loss to St. John's over the weekend. And ultimately, I think Creighton continues to roll here, which is kind of surprising for me. I don't think I would have been saying that recently, even though, like, Liam McNeely's back for UConn. He played Saturday, didn't start, so we'll see if he's back in the starting five for Dan Hurley or not. But the key for me here, PJ, is Stephen Ashworth has been on fire lately for Creighton. Last five games, I went and did the math earlier because I never mind digging into the research, PJ Glasser. Here you go. Last five games, Stephen Ashworth, 18 points, 7.4 assists, exactly 50% from three, 20 of 40 shooting, and has not missed from the free throw line, 16 for 16. To me, Stephen Ashworth and he and that dynamic duo with Ryan Kalkbrenner is the difference in this game.
I love it. That's why we have Isaac Shade on the show for analysis just like that. What a night it's going to be in college hoops. Make sure you guys give Isaac a follow on X at Isaac Shade and check out his podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Isaac, always great having you on, sir. We're going to do it again real soon. Enjoy all the games tonight, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, PJ. Have a good one.
Yeah, man, you as well. All right, guys, let's keep breaking down these games. Awesome slate tonight in college basketball. We'll start with that game out in the Big Ten. Number 7, Purdue, going up against number 20, Michigan. Michigan, a small home favorite, -1.5. The total is 150.5. I don't really have a strong thought on this game. I think it's a great game to bet live. I would expect this game to come down to the wire. Purdue, I've talked about it many times on this show, especially this version of this Purdue team. Like backing them at Mackey Arena. I don't like it when they go on the road. Michigan's kind of been an up and down team this season. But what's crazy is Isaac's right. Like, you think about usually the interior or the front court of a basketball team. You normally give Purdue the advantage, but actually Michigan's got that advantage in this game with Vlad Golden and Danny Wolf, the transfer out of Yale. So I would lean Michigan if I had to pick the game, but I would just bet it live. Hope that you get like a 7.5, 8.5 with one of these teams, because I think it's going to come right down to the final possession. Then we got number 5, Tennessee, taking on number 15, Kentucky. The Vols are 2.5-point favorites with a total of 149.5. I like Kentucky in the game, plus the points. I would look at Kentucky money line as well. Jackson Robinson not being in there, the starting point guard for Kentucky, is a big deal. Lamont Butler is going to be back, though, so that's good for Kentucky. Look, over the years, Kentucky's just been a bad matchup for Tennessee, and I think the reason is both of these teams are polar opposites. Tennessee's a great defensive team. They struggle on offense. Kentucky is a great offensive team, and they struggle on defense. So what happens in these games is Tennessee goes through these scoring droughts where they go maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes with only scoring 1 or 2 field goals. And against Kentucky, you just can't really afford to do that because of how consistent and how potent their offense is. So being at home tonight at Rupp Arena, I like Kentucky as home dogs. I think they got a good shot at winning the game outright. Then we got number 3, Florida, taking on number 22, Mississippi State tonight. Bulldogs, it's a pick 'em, -110 right now on BetMGM, a total of 152.5. I'm taking Florida in the game. The line's telling you to bet Mississippi State. The spot is telling you to bet Mississippi State off of Florida's big win against Auburn, but I think you got to go with Florida here. Again, Mississippi State, they're just the kings of beating the teams that they're supposed to beat. That's what they do. If they're favored or they're playing an unranked team, they win those games. When they go up against ranked teams, though, in SEC play, that's when they don't win. They're 1-5 this year against ranked teams in the SEC. Their only win was at home against Ole Miss in overtime, but they just can't beat the big boys in this conference, and Florida is certainly one of the big boys. I like the Gators tonight in a pick'em to get the job done. Number one, Auburn on the road tonight in Nashville taking on Vandy, right? So Bama and Auburn, I mean, these are some big-time trap games tonight. We got the game of the year coming up on Saturday, but between these two teams, number one versus number two, and all you got standing in between are a couple of road trips. And for Auburn, they have to travel on the road and take on Vandy, a team that at home this season has already beaten Tennessee and Kentucky. Vandy's got a good team. They got a good coach in Mark Byington. He was the James Madison coach last year. Anybody who watched the tournament knows how good JMU was as a mid-major, absolutely wiped the floor with Wisconsin. He's a good coach. They got a good offense. They can make shots. And look, Auburn, for as good as they've been this season, they have been playing teams pretty close on the road. You know, there have been some 4-point wins, 5-point wins, 6-point wins. Coming off of a loss and with a lot of veterans on that team, you would expect Auburn to respond tonight. I'm not betting the game, but if I had a lean, I would take Vandy plus the points. I'd also look at the over in the game as well. Then we got UCLA at Illinois tonight. How many times did we see in college football this season when we had teams going from the West Coast to the Central Time Zone or the Eastern Time Zone in these midweek games? We've talked about it plenty here in college basketball, too, and I normally love fading those teams. UCLA's playing good basketball, but it feels like a nice buy-low spot here on Illinois at home. It feels like this spread, honestly, should be 7.5 or 8.5. Illinois is one of these high-variance teams. When they play bad, they can be really bad, and they can lose to a lot of teams. When they play good, their ceiling is quite high. Illinois is also starting a brutal stretch tonight. They have Michigan State, Wisconsin, Duke, Iowa, Michigan, Purdue, all coming up to end the season. So they want to start things the right way. I think they have a good performance tonight at home. I like the Illini. Then we have number 13, Arizona, on the road taking on Kansas State. Two of the hottest teams in the Big 12. Isaac talked about it. I mean, Kansas State, man, they won at Iowa State. They beat Kansas. You got Arizona, who started the year 4-5. Now they've won 13 of their last 14 games. But Arizona also does have that look ahead coming up with Houston on Saturday. I like K-State plus the points. I look at some money line as well. Then my favorite bet of the night, I tweeted this out on Saturday after Bama beat Arkansas, and I had it circled that I was going to be on Texas on Tuesday, because this spot is just, it screams Texas, right? Bama obviously has Auburn coming up on Saturday, and Bama's been undefeated in SEC road play this season, but a lot of those games have been close. There are five road games that they played in SEC play. Four of them have been decided by 6 points or less. So they're playing a lot of these teams close. This Texas line at 4.5, I think, is way too many points. I actually think that it should be way closer to a pick'em, but because Bama is number two in the country and Texas is unranked, odds makers can get away with laying a line like this and nobody will think twice of it. But really, it should be closer to a pick. I like Texas. I think they win the game. And then finally, UConn at Creighton tonight. Creighton, number 24 team in the country. Total is 143.5. This line keeps going all over the place. This morning, it was Creighton at -2.5. I like Creighton under the possession. Now that we get to 4.5, though, probably going to be a stay away for me tonight. Creighton, they're playing a lot better, but I still don't think they're as good as what they're playing to right now. They didn't play very well at the start of the season. They've gotten a lot better. UConn, they don't play any defense, but their offense is really good, and they're coming off of a bad home loss to St. John's where they really let that one slip away. I would expect Dan Hurley to have his guys ready tonight. So I think at 4.5, I'd more so lean UConn. I think Creighton wins the game, but 4.5, especially we got a 5.5 if this keeps climbing, I like UConn in the game to cover the spread. All right, let's talk some golf here on Sending In. We got a great tournament this week. Genesis Invitational out at Torrey Pines. They played at Torrey Pines 3 weeks ago for the Farmers Insurance Open. The reason it's back at Torrey Pines, usually Riviera out in Los Angeles, the host course for this event. But of course, because of the wildfires, had to move it back to Torrey Pines. So This event is going to play a lot different than the one that we saw 3 weeks ago. This is going to be like a U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. The scores are not going to be very low. It's going to be good to make par. Birdies are going to be hard to come by. It's a par 72 this week, and it's 7,800 yards. So, again, U.S. Open course. Big boy golf course, extremely long, hit fairways. The rough is going to be nasty. The area around the greens are going to be nasty. It's going to be fast greens. So you want really good players, and you want guys that play difficult golf courses really well. And the first guy that I'm looking at is Rory McIlroy at plus 700. He won at Pebble Beach a couple weeks ago. Rory hasn't played at Torrey Pines in about 4 years, but the few times that he has played there, he's played really well. Three of the four times he's finished in the top 10. I just like the way that his game is trending right now. And again, anytime you play on a course like this that's nearly 8,000 yards, Rory's one of the longest hitters on tour. He's going to have a big advantage compared to a lot of these guys. So Rory, plus 700, first bet of the week. Next up, give me Russell Henley at 45-1 this week. Russell Henley is the kind of guy that always plays difficult courses well. He usually always plays U.S. Open courses well. And why is that? Because he hits fairways, he's a great approach player, and he's got an excellent short game. When it's difficult and the conditions aren't all that good, that's when Russell Henley plays his best golf. They're calling for rain on Thursday and Friday in San Diego as well, so keep that in mind when you're handicapping this event. There's going to be some weather that guys are going to have to deal with, and if that's the case, that really helps Russell Henley. So 45-1 for Russell Henley. Keep in mind when they played the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines back in 2021, Russell Henley was the leader going into the weekend. So he's had success at this course, and when this course is played at its toughest, so I like Russell Henley 45-1. I also like Harris English at 50-1. Harris English was the winner here 3 weeks ago at the Farmers Insurance Open. So even though the course is going to play a lot different, you got to like the fact that he's got a bunch of confidence because he just won here 3 weeks ago. He's probably thrilled to get back and play at this course once again. Also, when the U.S. Open was here back in 2021, Harris English finished third. So not only does he have great form coming into this event, he just won here 3 weeks ago, but he also played really well here when they made it as tough as they possibly could. So Harris English, another guy that I like at 50-1. And then finally, Adam Scott at 66-1, another guy that I would look at. Adam Scott's one of these golfers that when it's a birdie fest kind of week, when you got to make, you know, when you got to go 23 under, 25 under to win a tournament, I'm not interested in Adam Scott. But when the winning score is going to be 9 under, 11 under, somewhere in that neighborhood, that's when I want Adam Scott because he's a great iron player. He's good in difficult conditions. He's good on tough golf courses. And also being an Australian, the grass at Torrey Pines is poa, which is the same as what it is back in his home country. So a lot of the Australians over the years tend to play well at Torrey Pines because it feels like home, it feels like they're back in Australia. So Adam Scott's another guy that I would look at 66-1. Rory, Russell Henley, Harris English, Adam Scott, the four that I'm riding with this week at the Genesis Invitational. All right, let's talk some San Diego Padres here on Send It In. Yesterday, we looked at the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are favored to win the World Series once again. I think last year, the second best team in baseball was the Padres. I thought the World Series was the NLDS between these two teams. And obviously, the Padres came up short. They return a lot of their firepower. Really, the big missing piece that they have is no more Jurickson Profar. He's off in Atlanta. And that was a big deal because Profar was the three-hitter in their lineup. He had a career year last year. He was awesome in the middle of their order. But look, their lineup's still really good. They got Luis Arraez. They got Cronenworth. They got Machado. They got Bogarts. They got Jackson Merrill. Their lineup top to bottom, still very good. Top of their pitching staff with Michael King, Yu Darvish, also still very good. And the back end of their bullpen with Jason Adam and Suarez, excellent. So the Padres, especially top-end talent, still very, very good. Would not pick them to win the NL West over the Dodgers just because, again, the starting pitching 1-5 that the Dodgers have, I just can't see them losing that division this year. I think the value on the Padres would be to bet them to win the National League because this is a team that's been in the playoffs a bunch the last few years, and their general manager, AJ Preller, is a madman. And if he senses that his team is in contention and has a chance to compete for a World Series, he's going to go all in, and he's going to make some big trades at the deadline, and that's what you want. If you want a future, you want a team that's going to be aggressive and try to win a championship. So rather than looking at the Padres to win the division, I'd rather look at them to win the National League at 12-1. As for some player awards, Tatis is plus 800 to win MVP this year. Keep in mind, he had to serve that suspension early on in the season, so he only played a little over 100 games. But I think Tatis could have a monster year, especially if he feels healthy and he steals some bases and we can get him to around 25, 30 stolen bases. I think Tatis plus 800 could be a good look. And Michael King to win Cy Young at 25 to 1, I think could be a good look as well. Ever since he was acquired from the Yankees in that Soto trade, he was awesome last year for the Padres and got better and better as the season went on. Expecting a big year from Michael King, so 25 to 1, thinks a good bet on him to win the Cy Young. All right, let's go to the Lions Den now. Check in with Matt Horner joining us. Give Matt a follow on X at @sharp_side_ BetMGM Network writer and host. And Matt, what a great slate of college hoops that we have tonight, sir. Give me your favorite bet on the board. If you could only bet one game, what would that game be?
So my card today is pretty disgusting. My favorite bet, though, tonight, we're going to lay a ton of points. And I know that sounds scary, going with Marquette tonight, -17.5 points against DePaul. Marquette has lost three straight games. They've not looked great. They haven't covered in any of those games either. They're taking on DePaul tonight, who has 11 wins on the season. DePaul's lost four of their last five games, but they're still 11-13, so they're not like a horrendous basketball team. But Marquette's lost three straight, and now they're laying this massive, massive number at home. And I think a lot of people are going to want to take the points anytime you see this large of a spread with a team that's lost three straight games. But I think they smash them tonight. I think it's a good old-fashioned WWE smackdown. So give me the Golden Eagles here, -17.5 for a huge bounce-back win against DePaul.
All right, very good. So, Matt, we know, just like me, you love betting your underdogs. What's a dog that you think could win outright tonight in college hoops?
Yeah, so I have two underdogs tonight that I'm on, and both of them have lost at least five straight games. So right there, absolutely horrendous. First one I took was Indiana. I took them +11.5. Do I think they can win the game outright? I mean, probably not, but I just think this is way too many points with Indiana here against Michigan State. Their coach is basically gone. The team has no morale at all. They've lost over and over and over again. Nobody wants to bet Indiana right now, right? Absolutely nobody wants to take them, especially against Michigan State, who has been fantastic this year. This just seems like a good spot to me. On the road, lots of points. It's disgusting. It's basically like asking to be robbed. But I'm going to take the Hoosiers here at +11.5. And an underdog I think can win outright, though. I like Penn State tonight. They've lost five straight games. They're going into USC against the Trojans here. The spread is about 4.5. Which is a little fishy to me, considering I think people prefer USC in terms of the way they've actually played recently. I know they just got destroyed by Purdue. They've lost two straight games, but they were on the road in those games. They were at least competitive for a good majority of both of them, and they had a two-point loss to Northwestern. I think just overall consensus is USC is a much better team. And Penn State, again, losers of five straight. They've looked horrible. They lost two at home, one of those as a 6.5-point favorite to Minnesota. They've looked like a disaster. This spread, it's short here. They're on the road. I think Penn State's going to win the game outright. So I took them at 5.5 down to 4.5, and I think they have a chance to win the game outright.
All right, very good. Matt, we got a lot of marquee games tonight. Anything that you like in any of the ranked matchups, any of the games involving any of the top 10 teams?
Yeah, well, one that everybody is going to point to immediately, I haven't bet this yet because I could feel it could be a trap either way, Mississippi State against Florida. Florida's #3 in the country, right? And they're actually an underdog at some places right now to Mississippi State, which I am scared of this because this is definitely a trap, but who is it a trap for? Is it a trap for the sharps? Or is it a trap for the squares? Because all the squares obviously are going to be taking Florida, right? And they're not going to be taking Mississippi State here. But I feel as well this could be a game where the books, the odds makers are trying to get that money on Mississippi State because it just feels so obvious, right? It just feels so obvious. So I'm scared of that one. I haven't quite bet it yet. I will give away one more bet here. The Oregon Ducks, -8. Again, losers of five straight games, and they're laying 8 points tonight against Northwestern. So take the Ducks. Just kind of trust me on that one.
All right, there we go. Riding with the Ducks tonight. A lot of good stuff. Matt Horner, make sure you guys follow him on X at @sharp_side_BetMGM Network writer for us here. All the underscores and all the great bets from Matt Horner. Matt, appreciate it, man. Good luck tonight.
Sure thing. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys. Let's finish up the show. PJ's plays here in about a minute. B Mills, I see you in the chat. Sorry I missed the show yesterday, PJ. Super Bowl parlays didn't hit. But let's get back on the horse. Take an ugly dog in Syracuse on the road against bad Miami. B Mills, I am staying far away from that game. Certainly couldn't bet Miami, so it'd be Syracuse or pass. But that would probably be the side, even though they are an ugly dog tonight. My prop lock's going to be Kobe Brea, the guard for Kentucky. We're going over 10.5 points for him against Tennessee. No Jackson Robinson tonight for Kentucky, their starting point guard. He's out. Brea is one of the best shooters in America. Tennessee's defense is so good. They do such a good job at taking away paint touches. They're going to give up some threes. Brea's got to be the guy tonight for Kentucky. We'll go over 10.5 points for Kobe Brea. Dog of the day, give me K-State tonight plus the points against Arizona. I think K-State wins the game outright. And my best bet, give me Texas plus 4.5 against Alabama. This is the look ahead of all look aheads to the showdown on Saturday with Auburn. Give me the Horns plus the points. Take some money line as well. Thanks again to Isaac Shade, Matt Horner for joining us on the show today. I'm going to be on You Better You Bet coming up 3 p.m. Eastern time with Nick Costos. Make sure you guys tune into that. I'll see you there, and I'll see you tomorrow for another great episode. Send it in. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.